Hey, Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners, you can find us every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
All right, welcome
Hold on, I'm going to have this pretzel. Sorry, Tommy. You're not the real host, Jenny.
All right, welcome into episode 68 of The Bracket. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, that's not Kendrack. That's because it's me. It's Tommy. Kendrack's out. He has MRSA.
Yeah, he got MRSA from a kid in Disney.
So I'll be honest, when I first heard he had MRSA.
That is vile.
I thought that was like a deadly disease, so I was way more concerned for him.
No, you were concerned for yourself because you thought of the last time you were next to Kendrack.
I did instantly think, when was the last time I was next to Kendrack? Whenever someone gets a disease, I think, can I also get this disease? But yeah, so I'm filling in for him. We have Clemmer and Mook in as guests. Mook making his bracket debut. Today we are doing inedible things that you want to eat. Nick, you suggested this topic.
A lot of things, yeah. I think I have more of an appetite for things that I can't have.
We got a good list.
Same goes for women.
Usually we're asked to crowd, like Kendrack will crowdsource this, but I was,
he did.
I was not asked for any nominations.
Well, you were a last minute add on.
Also, you're kind of a miser, a cunt, if you will.
Right. We were trying at all costs.
I mean, I shouldn't have an opinion, though. Even cunts should have their
opinion. Do you have any strong opinions on this topic?
I haven't had a chance to think about it. I like to think about it, ruminate.
Well, we can add you to the train games. We were trying at all costs to not have you on this episode.
But why?
Everybody else was out, basically.
Why would you say that?
Because we don't like you. Mook is making his debut. Things are going to work a little bit differently around here today, fellas. First of all, and I'm serious, no making fun of me today. I know that's become a theme of a few episodes.
What's that sound?
It's the USSR music. I'll be running
very, very faint.
Like a communist dictator. Seriously, no making fun of me today. I know Kendrack does not usually vote. I will be voting every round, and my vote will count twice. So that's just the rules for today. You're going to have to deal with that.
So you get two votes, and what about that big ass nose of yours? Is that going to vote too?
Okay, Nick, I'm going to have to ask you. every insult will have to be counteracted with a compliment, I guess, by myself that I look tan in this. Anyway, okay, let's start off with Stephen Che.
Your sneakers suck so much.
All right, this is not.
Look at the size of those.
Wait, are those too big for you?
Oh, I have pretty big feet. I literally just bought new sneakers.
Did you even find those?
That was on a rack somewhere?
These were like $200.
Oh, that was in a rack somewhere.
Everybody said these were like cool sneakers, Adidas. I spent like $200 on, but I just bought new white Nikes.
Those heels, it makes it seem like you're a short person who's trying not to look short.
Can we cut his mic, Gooch? Kendrack did mostly make this list still. I made a couple of tweaks, but for the most part, this is still a community list.
Is it? It's still same format. We all go back and forth and vote.
Yeah, so here's what. We'll start with Stephen Che, but instead of just reversing it, then Nick will start the next round. Then Connor will start the next round. Yeah. So
there we go.
That's just the type of shit I'm going to be doing around here.
Dude, you should unseat Kendrack.
Well, we'll see how this goes. We'll start with the 12 versus 5. Number 12, again, this is inedible things that you want to eat. I don't know if Mook, you were here for that. 12, we have kinetic sand.
Oh. I don't know how this show works.
Vote for what thing you want to eat more. It's not always that.
Okay.
But this is the topic. That's the topic for this week.
I think what's more appetizing.
Yeah.
It's inedible, but when you look at it, it's like, God, I want to fucking eat that. What looks more edible and appetizing?
Perfect.
So we have the 12 seed kinetic sand. Versus the number 5 seed, styrofoam / packing peanuts.
What's kinetic sand?
Oh my God, you are old and wretched. Look at that. There's a lot of YouTube videos about it.
Wretched is the word. That's the right word
wretched
to describe Clemmer. Ever since he told us about his butthole.
Yeah.
I haven't stopped. That's how I picture you.
As a butthole?
Was I not on that episode?
Maybe. It was like we were talking about fingers getting buttholes.
Yeah, you were.
Buttholes getting fingered.
Oh, yeah. That's when I revealed that I was raped by my urologist.
I think it was a different
episode. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Anyway, Steven, we'll start with you. Kinetic sand versus styrofoam / packing peanuts.
Styrofoam / packing peanuts look kind of, and they have a similar texture to circus peanuts, the candy, which are probably the worst candy.
Wrong. Very good candy.
Oh,
you know what flavor those are?
Styrofoam?
No, no. Circus peanuts.
Clemmer sweatshirt.
Bubblegum?
Banana.
Oh.
Really?
Apparently that's what they say. Yeah.
So kinetic sand by default.
Nick, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to mark a tally with a pen on my printed out bracket next to kinetic sand. Nick, you're up now.
Those are the types of things you don't have to say out loud.
Well, with me as a host, those are the type of things you're going to be hearing out loud.
You're transparent.
I'm transparent. I'm up front with the audience. Ken Jack, he's sneaky to the audience.
It's trans Tommy.
Yeah, I'm trans Tommy. I want to be honest.
As soon as he has a child, he'll be transparent.
Yeah. Hey. As soon as he does.
Yeah.
That's a big if.
Yeah.
Kinetic sand looks better than a lot of restaurants' premier dishes. The way that it, the color, the way that it falls apart, the way you could scoop it and move it around in your mouth, the way you'd feel it slide down your gullet. And I'd be curious to see what a diet of only kinetic sand, I would love to see what the turd looks like. Yeah. Kinetic sand is a very strong. Is that the one seed?
It is the 12 seed.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, sand.
Before we move on to Clemmer, I forgot to do an ad read, and I saw Clemmer, you reminded me of it because it is an ad read for FitBod, which is the exact opposite of what you have. So let's hear from our first sponsor of the day, FitBod.
All right, let's talk about FitBod. Obviously, we all start the new year with the best intentions when it comes to sticking to a fitness routine, but sticking to it is hard. That's why the FitBod app is changing the game. The app creates a workout program that's personalized to your goals, fitness level, and available equipment. It learns from your previous workouts and adapts as you improve. Start making progress towards your fitness goals today with 25% off a FitBod prescription. Prescription? That's a subscription, my friend. Just pick a fitness goal, select your equipment, and FitBod will create a custom workout program for you. Whether you've been missing gym time or you hit a plateau, FitBod will create a workout plan that's individualized for you. The app switches up your exercises to avoid overtraining and burnout while keeping your workouts fresh and fun. A full year of FitBod costs less than a single session with a personal trainer. Keep your fitness habit up with a personalized workout program with FitBod. You can get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/lights. That's FITBOD.ME/lights.
All right, thank you to FitBod.
You now could fit his you. Bod inside of like a pool cue yeah. case. Yeah.
Now over to you, you freak.
More like shit bod. Fucking clever.
You guys are all going to be old one day, all out of shape.
I'm not as old as you. No one will ever be as old as you.
I'm 43. I'm not that old.
World record.
But I am old enough to have never heard or have seen kinetic sand. I just looked it up. Usually Ken Jack's nice, and he'll, if I don't understand what something is, he'll find it on the computer and show me. But Tommy's an asshole.
I think you should know what kinetic sand is.
I don't. I've never even seen it before. So I have to go with peanuts. I don't even know what kinetic sand. I looked it up. It looked confusing. I still don't understand what it is.
It's something that it's like, gypsies sell.
No, what is it?
I'm not even kidding you when I say
it's
that.
It's like it's kids
really?
Use it as a toy, kind of.
Is it like
some good ASMR videos about it?
It's always the lower video in viral TikToks.
Why not just play with regular sand? I don't understand.
It's magnetized. Magnetic. So it's all magnetic. So it's all like right. falls apart real slow.
We didn't have that when I was a kid. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about him. I'm going to go also with kinetic sand, and that will give it a strong 4-1 lead because, once again, that counts as 2. KB.
Yeah, kinetic sand looks like pie crust. Styrofoam peanuts look like they would taste like communion wafers at best.
Ooh.
Kinetic sand moving on, but Francis.
Yeah, it's kinetic sand, and I kind of agree with some of the takes, which are, you know, that styrofoam packing peanuts, I like the texture. But there's nothing to me about, I'm so incapable of not thinking of it as styrofoam, which I know to be so untasty. So.
Kinetic sand, move.
Kinetic sand.
I'm going to hop on the Clemmer hate here. If you ever had TikTok, you old bag, you would.
Have you ever met Mook?
You would obviously pick kinetic sand.
It's happening.
Mook, this is Clemmer, Mook.
I know, Mook. We're both tungsten brothers, or so I thought.
Boys here, that's my bad, but yeah.
All right, Kinetic Sand moving on. This one's a good matchup. We have the 13 seed Erasers. I was imagining like the pink rectangular small ones that you have in school, or maybe the ones you stick at the end of a pencil, the multicolored
I've
ones.
I've eaten both.
Against the number 4 seed, Shaving Cream.
Oh.
Also, this is a tough matchup. Nick, and we will start with you because we're going crazy today.
Oh, man. So Erasers, before they're split or fall apart, look delicious. They're smooth. It would be something you want to suck on, like a lozenge or a cock. And I'm kidding. But they get real crumbly, and I don't like that. I don't like a feta or blue cheese texture. And also some of those rectangular erasers are the half gray that say they erase pen. Remember when that was a thing? That was a big lie. I'm going to go shaving cream here. Put it in a waffle cone.
Brand new, first day of school, the eraser. That looks so good. Shaving cream, I'm not a big fan of like creamy stuff, so I got to go with eraser here. That, like I said, that pink eraser, that little rectangular one that had it was like a palindrome, right? Or had the little corner. Yeah.
What do you mean? But why do you say palindrome?
It means parallelogram.
It's a wordgram.
Oh, you may be thinking of Hannah or NASCAR.
Mr. Owl ate my metal worm? Is that what you're thinking of?
Like Anna is a parallelogram, right? A-N-N-A.
That's a palindrome.
Sound like the mean
palindrome.
Something race car.
Palindrome. Yeah, I messed that up. Yeah. Regardless, the race is still good.
Wait. Dumbest moment of the episode. Alert.
Goes to bummer. That's a new thing we're doing. I'll vote. I'm going.
Oh no, Tommy's hosting the show. It's canceled.
It's fuck.
Yeah, we're done.
No, well, let's pretend it's not a podcast. We're YouTube.
You're the Grim Reaper of podcasts.
Don't release this on Apple or Spotify. That's not where I thrive. People need to see me. I'm beautiful. I'll go shaving cream. It looks a lot like whipped cream. The erasers. Yeah, I think Nick, you made a good point. When they get broken down looking, they become way less appetizing. Shaving cream just looks like you could literally put it on ice cream. So I will go shaving cream.
Yeah, shaving cream.
Anything else?
I still think it. I think it would be good. I've never had it. I think it would be good. I'd have some right now.
I would dabble it. I would taste it a little. Yeah. I don't want to eat a little.
Like the little Baskin Robbins. Sample spoon.
I bet if you put it in a hot fudge sundae, it would not make a noticeable difference.
I'm going eraser, and I'm thinking specifically of erasers that looked like fruit. Do you ever see the watermelon rind erasers?
Little ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they had those. They had grape ones. Maybe there was a strawberry one. For me, I think that was something that always made me even more drawn to the idea of eating one.
Those were very bad at erasing.
Yeah, they weren't
great. Semi-transparent.
Rubbery.
Yeah.
Bounce and move around on the top there. So I'm going to go with eraser, and I'm not drawn. It's weird. A lot of these haven't hit for me.
Really?
At all. Like, I don't think I would. Maybe I'm taking it too literally, but shaving cream doesn't. I'm not drawn to that at all.
What are some edible things?
Don't worry. Human flesh is coming up.
I said, I submitted ceiling insulation.
Oh, well,
you just asked me the question.
Yeah, well, you should have said, hold on. Let's see if it's on the rest of the
program. How can I know that my submission was taken?
No, that's fair.
It's on the host.
Yep.
Going shaving cream easy. I've eaten it on accident a few times, and it's not that bad.
Shaving
cream. Like in the bathroom or just like
I'm bad at shaving. Like,
okay,
I learned like a year ago, and yeah, so
it's hard.
It's tough.
What did it taste like?
Tasted like awful whipped cream, like old whipped cream.
It tastes like soap.
Yeah,
you never gotten a little in your
like cologne, like,
and then had it on your
smells like cologne, which I feel like I'd want to eat.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite smells. And
never tasted that
and
on
sounds.
The corner of your mouth.
Maybe
some
very very light, not enough where it's on my tonguey.
I've never tasted it.
You're a very precise shaver. I would say.
I mean, it's blurring it within the lines, basically.
Quite literally, all over your mouth,
except in your mouth.
I've never shaved with a razor.
You have no margin for error.
Yeah, only electric. I'm afraid to shave my face off. Like the blade being that close to my face, I have like nightmares like my whole face will peel off.
That would suck to be the first person that ever happens to.
Yeah.
It's not obviously a rational fear, but it's like I've always just used an electric.
And also the skin on your face is drawn so taut over the bone structure you have that I could see that happening
to
you. Yeah.
It's a worthwhile fear, but no, I've never used it. But I have seen shaving.
Would you ever go to a barber for like a straight razor?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's significantly scarier.
I'm okay with somebody else doing it. I'm afraid of doing it myself. I figure out there's a professional, he can handle it.
One of my favorite YouTube videos to watch, the Nomad Barber, the perfect shave. Oh my God. Seriously, 10 minutes ASMR, this like pretty hot British guy with a hot British accent shaving this guy.
Without a British accent?
Without a British accent. Shaving. British accent shaving non-British accent.
Okay.
Yeah. Not
talking?
The guy, yeah, he talks up because I'm going to lather you up here. It's seriously very satisfying. Shaving cream, moving on.
Shaving cream by a lot. One of my favorite food is whipped cream. Probably movie popcorn. Whipped cream is right there. Whenever I get a sundae, I ask for almost exclusively whipped cream. I recently had some crepes. I asked for almost all whipped cream. The best food. So,
what do you mean almost all whipped cream? All compared to what?
We'll just like cover it in whipped cream.
Okay. that would just be whipped cream.
Yeah. I mean, whipped cream is the best. So the texture of it looks almost better than whipped cream because whipped cream has the, you know, edges and stuff like that. Shaving cream is just a perfect circular, I don't even want to say an object, but just a form of matter. So I would love to ingest it if it was safe, and I don't think it is. And to be clear, I'm talking about white shaving gel, not the like edge blue stuff.
Oh, the blue. Yeah. That doesn't look bad.
I don't think so.
It looks like the gel icing on ice cream cakes, like the blue.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Not bad.
I'm a purist, though.
Sure.
Shaving cream, moving on. Next up, we have poker chips. That was a suggestion of yours.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
Nope. Me.
Okay, never mind. Versus a glue stick, specifically a purple glue stick. Clemmer, we will start with you. Poker chips versus purple glue stick.
Poker chips just, all I can see is people's like fingers touching them all day. So that's not appetizing to me. Where the...
Actually, a good point.
Yeah.
The glue
best point you've ever made.
Thank you. The glue stick, it's like a one of those, what is it, the push pop lollipop, like, it looks like a lollipop candy. We have them in the snack.
Reminds me of the Fred Flintstone thing you would go to the
push ups.
Yeah.
Push
yeah.
pops.
Push pop, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I'll go with that.
Yeah, this one's easy to me. Poker chips, they don't, you could, maybe I like the noise of them, but I don't think I would like
great
the
noise.
Taste of them. Glue sticks, specifically the purple ones, do look delicious. Remind me of a Fred Flintstone. Yep.
Well said.
Red Flintstone pop. That's 3-0 glue stick, Kyle.
Yeah, well, poker chip.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about the sound, the smoothness.
Absolutely.
I think I saw like a YouTube video of this stop motion guy that was like making a recipe out of things that weren't edible. He was making guacamole, and the chips were the. I don't know. It's something about smoothness for me.
Okay.
Mm. Makes me want to slide my teeth on them.
Yeah. Can I ask? Is Chapstick on here?
Oh. Chapstick is not on here.
Chapstick.
So Chapstick would have been a really good one.
Do we want to add
it to the chain game?
We could add it to the chain game. We'll say glue stick / chapstick. No. I don't want to do that.
Chapstick
that
is like edible. But
this is almost like chapstick on steroids. This is the purple color that it is. It adds to that, I think.
And it's more inedible.
Right. Okay.
You're not supposed to put this on your lips.
I gotcha. I'll go with glue stick.
Glue stick.
And I'd like to see chapstick.
I'll add it to the chain game.
For the chain game. Thank you.
Yeah, we've all seen people in casinos, and it's disgusting. I can't get that out of my head. Glue stick, easy.
Jay?
A poker chip looks like it would instantly break your teeth. So I would have to go glue stick.
In my head, if the poker chip was edible, it would be like soft. It would be... just snap.
That's the thing. That's why it's not for me. It's too. It's hard.
Okay, I'm thinking it would be like almost. It would be almost like a spree consistency.
That'd be nice.
What?
Not a desirable.
I don't think.
Consistency.
I think I'd want to chew a glue stick like gum, but then spit it on the ground. Have somebody step in it or something. I wouldn't want to ingest that. I'm going to go poker chip.
Poker chip doesn't matter. Glue stick, moving on. All right, now 116, our chain game. Our one seed, Francis, pink insulation, ceiling insulation.
Oh, good.
The pink insulation.
Yeah.
Seems like that was replied with a lot. For our chain game, we have windowsills.
Fair.
With or without mustard.
Hopefully without. Be disgusting.
Full color Pokemon Game Boy cartridges. I assume that was you.
It wasn't me, but a lot of people, when they did the remakes of Red and Blue, they did Fire Red and Leaf Green on these Game Boy Advance cartridges, and a lot of people said they look good when they came out.
Interesting.
I'd imagine that's, I did not submit that, I swear, but I'd imagine that's what they're talking about.
Next up, we have balloons. I submitted that one. I kind of like that. No. Balloons look
bad.
No, okay. Yeah, someone else submitted that. This one was mine, and I will fight for it. Wet cement. I think wet cement looks delicious. Like a milkshake?
Yeah, it's gray.
Yeah, like a gray milkshake. I think it looks.
You know.
All right. Then we have beat up Mets hat. I'm not sure I submitted that one. Then we have the fish tank marble looking things. Ken Jack included a picture, those little like blue and white.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh, the flat marbles, yeah, for like the bottom of fish tanks.
Damn good.
Those are solid looking.
I'd like to throw those up and catch them in my mouth.
Then we have purple liquid soap. Not sure if I totally agree with that.
I don't agree with that, no.
And then we will add chapstick for Francis Clemmer, though, or Mook. Do you have any?
Can I add? I got one more to add. Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Soups and shampoos, they look fantastic to drink.
To drink, yeah. That's right. A whole other can of worms.
Whole other category.
Yeah. I got another one to add.
Yeah.
And this is kind of meta, but you know when food, especially in kind of places that are like food fairs, will have a display of their items, but it'll be a fake version of that. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Like they'll have the entree plate. Like that's something you can order. That's what our burger looks like, but it's fake. Fake display food.
That's just food. It's just a carbon copy, pretty much.
I don't know. Sometimes that looks better than the actual meal that you get.
That's like sometimes it's commercials.
But of course it looks appetizing.
Yeah, it looks like food.
Supposed to.
My point is whoever the sculptor is or creator of those weird things, which are not made from edible things, might even be doing a better job than the chef of the restaurant.
Well, the chef is going for taste, not for look.
My first internship was with a food photographer, and my job was to drill holes in the bottom of cups to put like candle-like lights.
Mm.
And then I was the condensation boy. I was a condensation boy. So where I was spritzing cups, getting beads.
All right, let's vote.
So, I will say I want to add something. I don't know if it's already starting the bracket or not already.
Well, ask me and I'll tell
you. Tide Pods.
It is on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for the record, the category is things that are not edible that you'd want to eat.
Correct.
And I'm saying
you want a hyper realistic statue of a hamburger.
I added it to the list.
Okay.
I can add, right?
Yeah, you can add.
You ever put a rubber balloon in your mouth when you go to blow it up, and it's like this isn't
a balloon is on there?
Balloon's on here.
A balloon's on there.
Yeah,
balloon.
Oh, that's a good one, Mook. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Right. No, I like.
Do you want to add windowsills, wet cement, or full Pokemon cartridges?
Yeah, let's run it back.
How about a freshly cooked steak that has just poison in it?
All right.
Can we add a balloon? Have we added a
Clever!
Oh, fuck.
From the clouds!
Clever!
This of the episode goes to Clemmer. But remember, he also had the mistake of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just run it back one more time. We have windowsills, full-color Pokemon Game Boy cartridges, balloons, wet cement, balloons again, beat-up Met hats, fish tank marble things, purple liquid dish soap, chapstick, and fake display food. I will go first, and I'm going to go with wet cement. I just really like the idea of it looking like a milkshake. And remember, folks, that is two votes for wet cement, so pretty big leg up on the field. KB?
I'm going to go the thing that looks just like a juicy, delicious cheeseburger, but isn't.
So fake display food.
Yes.
But like you, Kyle?
You could look at it for minutes and minutes, and you couldn't tell that it was fake.
It's incredible.
It is like it is on one.
That's the one that looks the most appetizing.
Yeah. I'll go with fake display food as well because I'm glad the fire rises here.
I'm going with a My Balloon ad.
Okay. Mook's Balloon ad. That's one for that. Steven?
Gotta stay true to myself. Windowsills, if nicely painted, as long as there's no condiments or vinegar on them, do or can look appetizing. Preferably white.
Whoa. Nick?
Now, the burger looks
just like a real burger.
Even better.
Does it smell like one?
You're in a restaurant.
You're in the getting the smells. Mm-hmm.
The burger itself does not smell like it.
Right, but you're just around the other. Okay. Right. And am I hungry for a hamburger when I'm looking at it?
The hungriest.
Give me balloon.
God damn it.
Is that my balloon or Mook's?
Mook's.
Balloon? Mook's, okay.
Hell yeah.
To Clemmer, potential tie-breaking vote here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the fish tank marbles. I mean, those things look great.
You acted.
He voted for Gary Johnson.
Yeah, I have before. Not the first time.
All right, so Gooch, you have to break it between wet cement, fake display food, and balloons, Mook's balloons.
I'll go with Mook's balloons.
Hell
yeah. Oh, wow. It beat the...
Yeah, I don't know.
It just beat the incredibly real-looking burger.
Mook made a really good argument for it, yeah. You know?
Are you hey, talking, fuck you, Clemmer.
Are you talking about non-inflated balloons?
I think like almost...
I was thinking, yeah, what are we doing with balloons?
Like a flaccid balloon.
I was thinking... So okay, so balloon. Mine were inflated. Yours are flaccid.
It could be both. It's like...
Right, the little tippy.
But you do actually put in your mouth.
Exactly.
Okay.
You can't eat it.
I feel like it tastes, though. I don't like how it tastes.
Rubbery. Oh, you hate it. No good.
It's not taste good. I never want to eat a balloon.
The rubber thing tastes rubbery.
Old.
Yeah. So we have that rubber balloon tip versus the pink insulation in a ceiling. Kyle.
Oh, bad.
Can I do one more chain game, even though it's over? One of those poisonous dart frogs. I want to pop one of those in.
You look amazing.
Yeah.
That.
All right.
Yeah. Like holographic almost.
I want that. Yeah.
They look great. Yeah.
They do. Frog.
Yeah. That means Mook's never made it to the final.
Yeah. Sorry, Mook.
Okay.
Francis. Poisonous dart frog or balloons.
You just switched it? Just like that?
Whatever the fuck I want around here.
I don't even think you wanted to do it.
Chaotic with Tommy in charge. This
yeah, it's well, so it's a three-person fucking finale. We have poisonous finale. Dart frog, balloons, or pink insulation.
This thing is going off the rails.
This show is so much better with Ken Jack.
That's the beauty of smokes, what the hell?
No.
It's ceiling insulation. It looks exactly like cotton candy. We all know this.
You think cotton candy looks appetizing?
I mean, it sucks.
It gives me a tummy ache.
I tried it.
A gusher.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, the blue ones. Yeah.
Get a pack of them.
I'm going ceiling insulation.
Have you ever snuck them into a movie theater? I got caught.
I'm riding the balloons. I'm not getting off.
Okay, so that's one. This is our first ever three match showdown. That's one balloons.
Can I add another one?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, you know when old chairs, if they're ripping and you pull some of that yellowish padding out.
No, that's the worst. It's like that's not
like bundt cake.
It looks like a cheese of some.
No,
yeah,
it does look people like a pound farting like a pound on.
All the better seasoning.
All right, so we'll add that old chair. Jay, you have old chair, poisonous dart frogs, balloons, or pink insulation.
So ceiling insulation is the one seed.
It is.
Okay, I mean, not to brag, but I did Habitat for Humanity once, did some ceiling insulation. There's actually a ton of little glass in it.
Sure.
It's not the practicality.
One of these is a poisonous amphibian.
And I'm going to pick it because it looks actually very good.
Uh-huh.
You go to the zoo, often the first stop is the reptile room, which has poisonous dart frogs, and they do look tremendous. They're so small.
They're the perfect size.
You almost think that maybe you could eat the bones and chew them and swallow them, but... You don't.
So you're looking at this literally. I think they just look good, and I imagine them to be like a gusher or something along the lines of that. A gooey gummy treat. I think I'm going to go poison dart frogs. It looks like they have a great mouthfeel, an organic shape, but not too crazy of a shape. Just a fun little thing to pop in your mouth while you're on the go.
Clummer.
No, it's insulation. I mean, cotton candy's good.
I hate cotton candy.
The only thing I don't like is it's sticky around your face.
Terrible.
But otherwise, cotton candy tastes good. Insulation looks like it tastes good. I know it has glass in it, but I mean, it looks like it tastes good. So I had to go insulation.
I'm going to have to go with the poisonous dart frog. I looked it up. To be honest, I didn't know exactly what we were talking about. I really do like the look of this poisonous
dart frog. Look at that blue one.
Yeah, look at that blue one. That
bet you he's sour.
I mean, that blue one looks fucking good.
That does look good.
It looks like really a blueberry.
Yeah, that does that looks good.
It's like amazing.
Blueberry flavor.
That's gummy frogs.
Oh, that one.
Right. Like real food.
Even the red and black ones look all right. It's probably like a cinnamon. You know, you'd take that while you're studying for the SATs.
Ooh. Or maybe a salamander.
Oh, salamander.
Yeah.
So for the first time ever, we have an unseeded entry moving on with the poisonous dart frog.
Yeah.
let's take another break for an ad. This one's 3Chi.
All right, let's talk about one of our favorite sponsors, 3Chi. Of all the things in life, one of the best has to be getting high wherever you want, whenever you want, without the paranoia consuming some sketchy black market bunk. What's the best way to do that? With 3Chi, of course. 3Chi has the highest quality cannabis products, from their delicious Delta 9 edibles to their industry-leading Delta 8 products to their new line, Delta 9-0, their vapes, and everything in between. When you buy 3Chi, you know that you're getting the highest quality and purity, taste, and that craveably potent buzz every single time. All the products are formulated by a biochemist made in the USA with USA-grown hemp. And listen, LCB listeners, you're going to get a 15% discount on all 3Chi's premium THC products. Go to 3Chi.com and use promo code LIGHTS15 to get 15% off your order. You must be 21 or older to purchase. Please use responsibly.
Thank you to 3Chi. Let's move over to this.
I got so high from 3Chi once, I was like, I ate a bunch of frogs.
Got a bunch, it had the munchies for poisonous dark frogs. Next up, we have the 2-seed Tide Pods, Laundry Pods, versus the 15-seed Lava. A little hot stew-looking consistency. Francis, you're up. Laundry Pods versus Lava.
I think I'll go with Lava here.
Care to offer an explanation or a joke even?
Neither of these things make a whole lot of sense to me. I don't know if I even really grasp what we're doing here.
Does it make sense to you?
Not really. And I'm not trying to be funny when I say that.
Nick, this was your... Do you want to... Well, what did you have in mind?
Things that look good. You don't actually have to imagine eating lava.
Edible.
Things that aren't edible that look
good.
They
just look like they would be good if they were something else.
If they were edible.
Something that you could eat, it would be good.
All right, that's
just
fine.
Just solely how it looks.
That's good. This looks good. That helps. I had to... Yeah, okay.
You're not thinking about, oh, lava's really hot on my mouth. You're just like, oh, I'd like the look of lava if I could eat it.
That's an appetizing look.
Yeah. To me, it almost looks like a nice fondue.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Molten chunks of something in it. So I'll go with lava.
Ginger number two.
Yeah, I'm going lava. I think me and Francis both like the color red in general, and I want to see how that shit would feel. I feel like that would be different.
It would hit.
Shitting out lava?
Yeah.
So it's lava when it's... It would be magma when it's inside of you, right?
Okay.
And then you would shit out lava? Yeah.
I think that's igneous rock is what it turns into.
Maybe so. What's obsidian?
I think that's just got a kind.
Let's talk on lava. Che?
Lava is interesting because it looks delicious when it comes out, but it cools and then hardens with like a black shell, kind of like a fondue.
That's a great comparison.
Are you fucking serious right now?
Why?
I just said that.
No, he didn't.
I just said fondue.
I just said it, yeah.
Yeah, you
didn't hear that.
So dog.
I didn't hear that at all.
I liked where you were going. I thought you were going to say that the hot fudge that you pour on an ice cream that hardens is a shell around it.
No, I was thinking about fondue because I ate fondue last week.
That's awesome. Where?
I was on vacation.
Where again?
Mexico.
They have fondue in Mexico?
I think it was a French restaurant.
Oh, cool.
They have good French down there.
Yes. But yes, I'll go with the lava because I do think that the crust can actually add
something. Oh, I think it'd be really nice. Yeah. I think it'd be really nice.
Sorry for stealing your jokes.
No, it's okay. I'm honored.
That was really funny that you had that parallel thinking of lava to fondue.
Nick, it's 3-0 lava.
Lava versus
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods.
Tide Pods almost have too much liquid on the inside. It would be a weird thing. I wouldn't like how that feels when it broke. Lava, yeah, as soon as it's cooling, you get that nice char on the top. It'll probably be a nice little crunch. Almost like a hot pie, a hot cherry pie. Lava.
This is crazy to me. There's nothing more that works more appetizing than a Tide Pod.
Would you eat lava with a fork or a spoon? I'm sorry. It's
spoon.
A spoon.
I think I'd go fork.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends if it's stuffed lava or not. Are you adding anything to the
lava? No, I think just straight up lava. I think I'd go...
I'd probably stick a piece of crusty bread on the end of a skewer and dip it and twirl it and blow on it, and then I'd eat it.
What other food would you do that with? Mm-hmm. Sorry, Clemmer. Continue.
This is madness. I'm kind of shocked right now. I'm guessing the people, when they do the they put this out to the poll, the people are all going to choose Tide Pods over almost everything. Tide Pods is a lock here.
Everyone who's chosen Tide Pods is no longer alive.
No, but you can see. I'm not actually eating them, but you can see that they look good. I'm like, this looks. Even when I put it in the dishwasher, I'm like, this looks.
I think it looks good, but I think it's just too much liquid on the inside.
That's like the gusher type thing I want.
It's like eating a Capri Sun.
No, I think it's like cutting a gusher in half. I'm like, oh, it's transparent. It's so close, but that needs to go clean the dishes. I don't know. Tide Pod can be in a walk, but it's not going to happen.
I'm not. Were you a Capri Sun?
Was I a Capri Sun?
Yeah,
like in the commercial.
No. Didn't you wanted
boy?
The you wanted the pants from your dad, and he made you. You made your dad buy them. This is my fucking Capri Sun. What's that? He's got lava all over his face. Yeah,
he's got the lava mustache. I'm not going to count that vote from Clemmer.
Why?
And I'm going to go with lava.
Why would you not? You have to count my vote.
Lava and a sweep.
I'm going to go with lava. Yeah, I think it looks like a good like a dip or a, I don't know, hell, a fondue or a stew. I just like, I never really thought of it until it was on here. Now I really can't stop thinking about how bad I want to eat lava. KB.
It has the highest danger to looking good ratio, I think. It's the most dangerous thing that looks fantastic.
If you poured lava down your throat, what happens?
You die immediately.
Where does it fall out? Does it fall out the
what
bottom?
What if you live?
Burn, burns through your throat.
Burn through your body, right?
A hole in
I think you die. I think it would burn.
You just come out the back of your neck. Does it go down into your stomach and come out your penis?
I think it would burn through the roof of your mouth and kind of get your brain.
And then, yeah, imagine a hole would create.
All right, well, let's say you had like a beer funnel made of a material that could really withstand a lot of heat. And you poured it into that, and you had your mouth around it.
I think you would catch on fire, right?
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know. I'm just wondering if it goes down your esophagus in any way. I don't know. Just curious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Burn a hole through your chest.
Not a Pepsid in the world. Fix that.
Kyle, lava's moving on, but
yeah. I would go Tide Pods. I don't think lava looks... I can't tell if it looks sweet or savory, so no.
Lava, moving on. Next up, Mook, you're starting off 10-seed Play-Doh against the 7-seed Candles.
I'm going... That's Play-Doh easy. Play-Doh easy. As a kid, you're doing that. I want to do it now and feel safe about it.
I've eaten a lot of Play-Doh.
Yeah,
this seems... 10-seed is crazy for Play-Doh.
Sorry, Play-Doh versus what?
Sorry, Candles.
Isn't candles. Play-Doh edible?
It is edible, yeah.
Real salt. Not to get the semantics.
Probably to a degree. Can't imagine you could eat two.
Have you guys ever licked a Nintendo Switch game?
No.
So they were worried that kids would eat those because they're these small little wafers. And so the Nintendo Switch cartridges are flavored and they taste like the most bitter thing you've ever had.
Oh, wow.
It is shockingly disgusting. Mm. And it's like a taste that lasts on your tongue.
Do we want to sub that in for Play-Doh?
They don't look good.
Oh, okay. We'll leave Play-Doh on, I guess, even if it's a little unfair. Play-Doh versus Candles. I'm actually not going to vote for Play-Doh here.
Yeah,
I'm not voting for Play-Doh either. Play-Doh is disgusting. As a parent, both of my kids play with it, and if it's outside of the container for more than like 20 minutes, it gets very hard and just gross looking. The smell is awful. Give me anything versus Play-Doh, so I'll take Candles.
I disagree with everything you said. I think it smells great. I think it looks great. It feels great. That consistency or adjacent is my favorite type of food. Mashed potatoes, oatmeal, yogurt, smoothies.
Like mushy.
I feel like a candle is more like that than Play-Doh.
I think a candle is more like a mashed potato than Play-Doh.
Maybe not a mashed potato, but a smoothie, yeah.
A candle.
What?
A candle has a snap to it.
A candle's solid.
I'm picturing like a Yankee candle.
Still
like
solid.
No, but as it's melting.
Oh, you're thinking of melt like wax, melted wax?
Yeah, kind
of
like a melting Yankee candle in like one of those
in like those glass jars?
Yeah, that's what I'm not picturing a candle like stick.
Okay. I'll say like candle stick.
No, yeah. I was picturing a cylindrical like Yankee candle that's melting.
You can also get a candle that smells just like a cheeseburger.
That's the food you chose.
Well, that's the most topical,
the topic
we've talked
earlier. Yeah.
I'm still going Play-Doh.
Anything that smells good has a huge leg up.
Yeah.
Candles, both of these, I would say, smell good.
Though. Candles are the fact that it smells. Smell is what makes a lot of things appetizing, I think.
And vice versa. For I don't like the smell of Play-Doh. I think Play-Doh is fine, but I don't like the smell of it. The eat it would be getting gross. So I would much rather choose a candle, which smells fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not thinking candlestick. I'm thinking like a melting Yankee candle.
I think a candlestick seems more appetizing than that.
No, I think that just seems hard, crunchy, like a carrot or something.
Yeah, But the melted one, I can see what you're talking about. Like that little, has like a little pocket of.
It looks like
liquid.
A queso. If it's a yellow one, maybe it's got a little queso look to it. I'm going candle. That'll give it a 4-2 lead, KB.
Oh. If I had to pick between the two,
well, that is how it
candle.
Works.
If it was between three, it would be a Starberry sneaker.
Those, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, pretty good. The ones that were cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tommy sneakers.
Those don't look good in any.
No, but they're cheap.
The bottom look decent looking, I would say. Almost like a marshmallow-ish. No?
Yeah, definitely.
You're also wearing Nike socks with them.
This sucks so much.
They're really awful.
Just looking at the shoes.
The bottom looks so cheap. The bottom of the soles.
I'm gonna be wearing new shoes. It's fucking snowing today. I want to break out my new shoes in the middle of the fucking.
What kind of shoes did you get?
Yeah,
Nikes, just white Nikes.
What kind?
These?
I don't know. No, the check mark, the Nike swoosh is white.
Did it cost more than the $30 that those cost?
These cost like $180. The ones I bought were $100.
Oh,
I was told these are cool sneakers. Anyway, Francis. At least I can shift the conversation now.
Where are we?
We're at candles versus Play-Doh.
It's Play-Doh for me. And I would have thought that would have been a kind of a runaway higher seat because every kid, I feel like whoever played with Play-Doh ate some, tasted
it. It's almost like it's
I can remember it.
I feel like for this, I'm imagining things that I can't even fathom eating. I think I can't fathom eating a candle, and so that makes it a little bit more appetizing. But hell, that's just me.
All right.
Candles, moving on, though. Next up, Che, back to you. We have our 3-seed antifreeze / washer fluid going up against the 14-seed just paint.
Oh.
Mmm. We have a liquid going up against kind of another liquid, but it has a little bit more girth to it, I would say, with the paint. I'm going to go with the creamy substance of paint.
It's wider.
I'm going to go with paint. Looks very creamy. Bruce Arians famously drank paint.
What? Did he?
Yeah.
Or what?
When he was like a younger kid.
Oh,
famously?
Famously.
Yeah, there's a whole like part of my thinking about it.
Drink paint.
Yeah, the song Drink Paint.
Yeah. I didn't know. I knew the song. I did not know that's what it was based on.
Yeah. You got to be an award-winning listener to know that. But yes, paint looks very delicious, especially, I mean, you can get it any color you want. If there's a white or a pistachio color, I could see that. white hunger-inducing, so I'm going to go with paint.
Yeah. I mean, the hardest I ever laughed on Twitter is when that grandpa got into the paint.
Yeah.
So funny. He was so disheveled. Looked like he just drank a bunch of paint. What did you think it was? You guys remember that?
He was eating a tub of it like it was like sherbet.
Paint looks really, really good. Even the way it flows. It's got a really nice flow to it.
Lava-like, some would say.
Yeah. Lost my train of thought. Antifreeze looks just like a thirst-quenching Gatorade, but I'm talking about I want to feel satisfied after eating it. I'm going to go paint.
Bummer.
Even when the paint starts to dry in the bucket and you could peel it.
Yeah.
Oh, it tastes like a biltong.
It's like the Greek yogurts that have a little bit of cream on the top.
Yeah.
I hate that. I don't like that. When I open up a Greek yogurt and it's got all that liquidy, I don't care.
I dump it out.
Oh, that...
caught red. Yeah, you're guilty as hell.
Did you just eat all that paint?
No.
It does look like a Greek yogurt.
It looks so good. He had. He's so guilty.
Clemmer.
Yeah, paint. You ever go to like the hardware store and just swatch it? Like they'll have the three colors on the swatch. Even that looks tasty. Like the colors, the bright colors. Look very appetizing to me. Maybe this goes back to the insulation thing too for me, but it's paint easily here.
Yeah, I'm going to go paint, too. I think this one is
easy. Antifreeze smell is gross, too.
Yeah, more calories in paint, like you said. I think it's going to give you a little bit more substance. More of a dip than a drink. So I'll go paint, KB.
Yeah, send paint through. Come on.
Paint, Francis.
Paint!
Paint. All right, paint. Moving on, our last matchup of the first round. We have the 11 seed Clouds going up against the 6 seed. So Kendrick originally had Windex on here. I thought that was too similar to antifreeze, so I put in sponges. I think sponges look pretty good.
Smokes.
That was the number one thing I had.
That's a good addition, Tom.
Let's clap it up for Smokes. That was the number one. That was the number one thing I sent to him. I like the look of sponges. So Nick, we will start with you. Clouds versus sponges.
So like the multi pack of sponges that are just all the different pastels or, you know, rainbow of colors. Those look good. I think that would be more of like a casual kind of sit down, have a bag of those. But if I had like friends over, I would have the orange with the green on top. Mm-hmm. With like the, you know, I think that would be a little bit classier. Sponges look phenomenal.
Mm.
Just chewing them. Oh, that would feel so good.
It's one for sponges.
It's funny how we connotate like bright colors with food tasting good. Like we talked about the paint or with the insulation. Like if we had the same game in 1850, I bet none of these options would be very preferable to people. Like it's only a modern thing because of artificial coloring that we connotate that. That's interesting to me.
You said 1850. Is that when you were a teen?
Yep. Yep. I was born in 1837. No, but I just think it's so strange how like, because a bright color shouldn't be tasty, but yet I think of Skittles or I think of like Gushers and I want to eat
it. To signify dangerous and poison. Like that's why poison dart frogs are so bright. That's not a natural thing.
Yeah. So but like clouds, maybe marshmallows at best, but no, it wouldn't be my choice at all here.
Clouds never did it for me.
Yeah.
They're sexy looking, but I don't think I'd want to eat it. I think I'd want to like fuck them more than I wanted to eat them.
I like how sponges have that green top to them too. It almost feels like it's a crust. Yeah, sponges look great.
Yeah, the Brillo part of it.
Yeah.
The steel wool.
Yeah. Mm. I just like the look of it. Even the texture doesn't quite do it for me, but that looks like a nice tasty snack.
I wonder, like, would you eat a sponge as a bar, or could you even eat
a fork and knife?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting
like a dessert. Debate.
I'll do a bar. Yeah,
bar or a fork and knife.
I look at it as a bar. I wouldn't. You guys are almost talking about like a fancy dessert at a restaurant.
I'm not even picturing this as a dessert. I think sponge will be a dinner.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it as like a snack. I guess I see more.
Oh no,
I'm sitting down like a pork chop. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going sponge, KB.
Yeah, sponge. Freeze it. Eat it like a.
I'll qualify sponge and say, that right after you prepare your sponge, it's a flat one, a dry flat one, and then you create it by adding water. Do you remember those? You ever see that?
Oh, yes.
Original sponges.
Like the you can do the animal ones too.
No, those are the capsules, right?
I'm thinking of
the dinosaur eggs, like the little ones.
Put them in the water and they expand.
Nobody is thinking what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
No, the one when you have sponges, the yellow ones,
yeah,
they're sort of a yellow cardboard color, and they'd be really flat, dehydrated, didn't look like a sponge, and then you'd add water and they'd sort of slowly expand and come to life.
Our sponges were always damp in the package.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, this is a thing, and it was always a thrill to watch that happen. And right when they'd first come to life, before they've been used to scrub too many pots and pans and have become kind of old and musty, I think that right at that moment, that fresh sponge is really nice.
Mook?
No, I think this is a hell of a matchup here, but you're all thinking of clouds on a bright day. I'm thinking of a nice rain cloud. You bite into it like a Twinkie. You get some texture to it, some moistness. I'm going clouds.
It's gray, though.
Yeah.
What about when you're flying above the canopy of clouds? And you look down, and it's just an ocean of white, soft white.
That looks more comfortable. Yeah, than,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I'm thinking bedding.
More of a bed.
Sure, yeah, okay.
More of a bed. All right, let's move on to the playoffs. Playoffs are brought to you by Factor.
All right, let's talk about Factor. Power up for the springtime with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Get nutritious, chef-prepared meals delivered straight to your door, leaving you the time and energy to tackle everything on your to-do list. With Factor, you can skip the trip to the grocery store and all the chopping, prepping, cleaning up too, and cleaning wooden chopping boards. That's maybe my least favorite thing. I wish I could just throw them in the dishwasher, but I can't, according to my girlfriend anyway. Anyway, they're fresh, never frozen meals that are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat it up and enjoy. They have delicious flavor-packed meals to help you get everything that you need to live your life to the fullest. From keto to vegan and veggie, calorie smart, protein plus options on the menu every single week. With 34 chef-prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Enjoy something any time of day with breakfast options like egg bites, smoothies, and more. Get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered straight to your door, ready in 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. We just got our first sample of Factor meals before. They gave us a bunch of smoothies. They're absolutely awesome. The meals taste like they were legitimately just made. Like, and that's one of those things where like you throw anything in the microwave, you just assume, oh, it's going to have that sort of just microwave taste. But because it's all fresh made, it basically tastes like it just came out, like you just had it cooked. I had this garlic pasta thing with mushroom in it and the green beans. They were amazing. It's maybe my best meal I'd eaten all week, even better than most any of the deals I ate at Disney in the last week. Anyway, head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box. That's a lot. That's probably the highest percentage discount we've ever had for any sponsor. 50% off your first box. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off your first box at Factor.
Thank you to Factor. All right, let's move on to our Elite Eight round. We have the unranked poisonous dart frog going up against our number 9 seed, a purple glue stick. Clemmer, we will start with you.
I gotta tell you, that dart frog looked good. And I was thinking of those gummy frogs, you know, those fake gummy, like bear frogs you can have that have that weird white bottom to them. If you guys have ever had that snack.
Yeah.
Frogs, remember?
Yeah, I got harassed with those. I got attacked with
them. Why? What happened?
Homeless man had a bag and he just threw them at me.
He took all of them out in one hand. Yeah. He had all these frogs and just smashed them into Kyle's chest.
Why was he willing to go?
Yeah, it was my chest.
It was midday. Yeah, he just pressed them all into
the
chest.
It was a gunk of gummy frogs.
What did you anger him and stuff? Like, what did you
he just walked by, poured them all out, and just went,
rubbed them in my chest.
I mean, all things considered, that's about as the best thing you could ask
for. But then he just kept going, and we were just like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that happened to you, buddy. It sucks.
Okay. Oh.
I'm going to go with frogs.
I'm going to go with frogs, too. I mean, that blue
one. The one that black. you pulled up, the blue one, it looks so good. It looks like how, you know, the blue Scooby snack looks.
Oh. Yeah. Or even like the, you know, the gummy sharks.
Sharks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say sharks. A little bit like that. Poisonous dart frogs for me.
By the way, is it poison dart frog? One word.
You're right.
Correct.
Well,
one
name.
Is also one word.
Mm. Well, it's the name. It's a proper noun. Poison dart frog. Yeah, like poison dart frog. Poison.
Are there dart frogs that aren't poisonous?
Maybe.
I think there are things called like blue dart frogs and things like that in specific colors. But yeah, poison dart frog is the correct nomenclature.
Poison. Duh.
No.
Poison. No. Poison.
Like the band. Poison.
Gotcha. Poison dart frogs versus glue stick, Francis.
If we were eating poisoned dart frogs, they would be ill.
You're right.
So proud of himself. Look at him. Big beaming smile.
No, I'm not. I'm just displeased with Tommy.
Well, we all are.
Come on. I put sponges on. Everybody loved when I put sponges on.
I'll go with frogs.
Mook?
Frogs.
Frogs. Frogs. Moving on. Jay.
Poison dart frogs, which come in yellow and other colors as well. The blue does look very good.
Weren't there poison dart frogs in the book Holes?
No, those were yellow spotted lizards.
Oh, the ones that the woman dies in the end, right?
Kissing that's how Kate Barlow.
She's down there in the hole and bites her.
I can fix that. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Kissing Kate Barlow.
Poison dart frogs, moving on, Nick. I assume you're voting for them as well.
Hey, Francis, what would happen if you ate a poisonous dart frog?
Whew. That's a good question.
Would you croak?
Well, am I swallowing it whole?
Knowing your gay ass?
I think it's crawling around and poisoning me from the inside out.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just going to bite my pancreas.
Probably. Yeah, I'm going poison dart frog. They just look really, really good.
Clean sweep for poison dart frog. This is a tough one. 4-seed shaving cream versus 12-seed kinetic sand.
Oh,
I'm starting here. I'm gonna go shaving cream. Just to Clemmer's point, as much as I hate to say it, I do think if kinetic sand wasn't as bright color looking, it might not look appealing. Whereas shaving cream, it's basic. It's white, but it's in your face looking delicious. But is that just because it looks like whipped cream, which we know is delicious? I'm going shaving cream, but I don't love it. Kyle?
Yeah, shaving cream.
Well said.
Kinetic sand.
Yeah, we're talking dense versus light here. I'm going to go light shaving cream.
Well put, Mook. I'm going to go shaving cream as well.
Thanks, Jay.
I think it comes down to mouthfeel. At the end of the day, it's still sand. It's coarse. It's rough. It gets everywhere. I'm going shaving cream.
Shaving cream, moving on, but clever.
Nick brought up a good point. The sound of shaving cream coming out of the can. And then also, like, the smell of shaving cream is pretty good. And I also don't know what kinetic sand is, so shaving cream.
Shaving cream, moving on. Here's another new Tommy thing I'm going to do. I think Kendrick usually finishes off a whole side. I'm going to go round by round.
Yeah.
Date and then the final four. Maybe he does that. I'm not sure. Then we have Lava, 15 seed Lava against 7 seed Candles. This is the first matchup of the right side of the bracket.
I feel like what was Candles up against at first?
It was up against Play-Doh.
Oh, okay.
Lava beat Laundry Pods. KB, start with you. Lava versus Candles.
Yeah, I'm still thinking Candle because I don't know what Lava would taste like. I don't know if it would be like fruity or what because it's not quite.
I think we have a brand new flavor that you've never had.
I'm going Candle, yeah.
Candle? Yeah, like a Yankee.
I think I'll go Candle as well here. I think there are so many Candle flavors that I love the smell of and have... My mouth starts watering more quickly thinking about Candles than Lava.
In the battle of heat, I will take the more dynamic choice, which is Lava.
Why do you consider that?
Because it can be dynamic. Liquidy, and then it could harden. There's a lot more to play with.
Okay, much like fondue.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Candles. If you ever go to like a Bed Bath and Beyond, just go to the candle section for a couple minutes. Just huff some stuff there for a couple minutes, and you're gonna be in a much better mood.
You're thinking still melted wax candle. I think the appealing candle to me would be when it's fully, hardened. And I just want to slide my teeth down it and leave the trail of where my teeth were down the side. I think that'd be really great. Get real curly candle.
It makes me want to buy candles.
Yeah.
Like you said, mouth watering, like Francis said, it is true. It does have that kind of reminiscence of smelling candles growing up. Yeah, candles.
Candles. Candles, moving on. Last Elite Eight matchup, paint versus sponges. Sponges, what Tommy added and everybody loved. Francis, let's start with you.
Sponges.
Sponges. Easy.
Imagine a sponge dipped in paint, though. Like, those two go hand in hand.
Oh, my.
That is you get a cup of paint, and you could just dip your sponge. Lanta.
That's a lot of color.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if a sponge would taste that good.
I'm going to go with paint.
Well, it's not what would taste good. It's what looks like it's.
I think the Dennis the Menace movie. Who's the neighbor of Dennis the Menace?
It's Mr. Wilson, played by Walter Matthau.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson he's making steaks or burgers, and then somehow he ends up getting globs of paint on his grill, and it's Dennis's fault. Dennis, being what he is.
Dennis.
And he accidentally eats the paint instead of the burger, and he looks at his wife and he's just like, this tastes like paint. It made me laugh so hard. Yeah, good guess. I'm going sponges.
Clemmer?
Yeah, that green and white sponge, that looks, I'm gonna stick with it. Sponge.
Yeah, I'm sending sponges through too. I think sponges, they just, again, I think a paint is, it's a little more liquidy.
Yeah.
And a sponge is, we discussed, it could be a full course entree. It could be a dessert. Many, many uses. Sponges, moving on, KB.
Yeah, I would rather eat a sponge than some fork gunk in the dishes that's actual food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also, I'm self-conscious about, crunching foods around the office. A sponge would be the perfect, spies would eat sponges. You could really sneak around and be, if you're hungry.
Official snack of the KGB. all right, we're now on to our final four. Over on the left side of the bracket, we have the unranked Poisonous Dart Frogs going up against the number 4 seed Shaving Cream. KB, we're starting with you.
It's the Poison Dart Frog. This is a good matchup. A very good matchup, but it's the Poison Dart Frog.
I don't think... I don't know. Yeah, Poison Dart Frog.
Shaving cream doesn't do it for you?
No, it hasn't hit once for me.
It's a Cinderella story from the Dart Frogs, but I'm going shaving cream. Something about it.
Yeah, I'm going shaving cream as well. I kind of just want to lather my entire body in shaving cream right now.
It's one for, or two for shaving cream.
Shaving cream is more of a topping for me. I don't think it would make the meal. Dart Frog, I would, you know, it's like it's a holiday, you know, it's, you celebrate, it's, you look forward to that. I got to get home. Mom has Dart Frog. I
see that being like an Easter dish.
A rapscallion neighbor boy stole our Dart Frog from the windowsill as they were pulling off. Dart Frog. It's my favorite trope. Kids stealing from sills.
Clomber?
Yeah, Dart Frog. It just that just looks tasty.
I'd love that as a drop.
That just looks tasty.
Like the Gary or the yard sale video. That's exactly Clemmer's voice.
Yeah. These deals almost made me orgasm. Yeah.
Oh my god! I forgot.
These deals almost gave me an orgasm.
Have you guys ever the TikTok that? Of this guy? You don't see who he is, and he's like going through these like yard sales and talking about all the finds. And it's, I swear to God, it's Clemmer.
Let me. Oh yeah,
that
voice.
One. Yeah,
sounds a lot like me.
It is
you.
I'm sure we've played this on somewhere.
I don't think so.
You don't think we played this on the practice?
No, because this is before Clemmer was, I think, even hired.
No, I was hired. I was
very early on.
Yeah, I was early on. Yeah.
Where?
In my illustrious tenure here.
All right. Poisonous Dart Frog is moving on, but we have candles versus sponges to face Poisonous Dart Frogs in the championship. Francis, you go first.
I'll go with sponges.
Yeah, fuck the candles. I'm going sponges.
I'm going candles.
Are you trying to find this video?
Yeah.
All right, you try to find it.
I think it would be so satisfying to just cut into a sponge, fork, and knife. It would have a little give. Then you'd win in the end. Sponge.
Sponge v. candles, right? That's what we're doing? Yep. This is the first one I really had to think about. It's color versus, it's like sight versus smell here. The colors of the sponges is so appetizing. The scent of the candle is so appetizing. I'm gonna go with my eyes here. That sponge, that tasty sponge. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going sponge as well. It was really the first thing that I thought of when Kendrick or Nick sent this to us. I think the candles, I'm not sure exactly what it would be. Is it a stew? Is it a milkshake? Is it a fondue? Sponges, I think, is of all these, it's the most that could be an entree. For that reason, I will go sponges. KB?
Yeah, sponges. All right. Got it. It's a guy at a yard sale. Sorry to interrupt.
This yard sale find made me had an orgasm. Some of this Philips DVD player VCR recorder.
No way.
Depending on the brand, these can actually go for a decent amount, and usually people sell them for dirt cheap. I was even able to find the remote for it. If you have the remote for it, it makes it worth a lot more. I paid about $5 for it, and I should have no problem easily getting over $50 to $60 plus shipping. This yard sale.
I mean, that's. I still believe that that's.
It's your voice talking about VHS.
Found a remote? Worth a lot more now.
All right, championship matchup. Inedible things that you want to eat. Poisonous Dart Frog versus sponges. Mook, you're up first.
Yeah, I would never order frogs at a restaurant. Give me a sopping, soaking wet sponge.
Give me a frog all day.
This is tough because if it's just 1v1, right? I see a frog on a plate or I see a sponge. I'm going sponge. But if it's a bag of frogs or a bowl of frogs, that looks great. I'm going frogs.
Have you seen that video of the frog coming alive in the, they're like cooking it and it's halfway cut off and it starts jumping around?
No.
Doesn't bug you? Okay, I'll send it to you later.
Yeah, that would bug me.
It'll change your mind.
I mean, if you do think back to like high school, dissecting a frog was pretty fucking disgusting. I wasn't thinking God.
I don't think the innards of that would be. In this scenario in my head, I think the innards are different.
I almost think in this, it's just so small. It's like
you're just basing it off the outside.
Yeah,
fair.
But the sponge can be bone dry, right?
It can be what?
Bone dry, like just dry sponge. No, he said sopping wet. I want to clarify. This
it's your imagination.
Dry sponge.
However you want it.
Dry sponge, in this, in my opinion, wins out here. So I'm going to go sponge.
I'm also going to go sponge. The poisonous dart frog, it just, I don't know, something about a sponge I think does look more appetizing, and that if it was a poisonous dart frog, I don't know if I would, it'd be a lot of fucking slimy and fucking rubbery. I feel a sponge is, it's just, the possibilities are endless with what a sponge can taste like. So I'm going to go sponge. Kyle?
Clement, you're going dry sponge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dry, like, hard sponge? I'm going cold, sponge.
You're
cold, wet sponge. You bite into it and like freeze pop juice comes out.
Let me clarify. I know exactly what you're saying. Not the dry, crusty.
Freeze pop juice.
Yeah. Not the crusty sponge, but like when you buy the, in the pack and you open the pack for the first time.
Yep. Just,
I guess
damp.
It's not dry isn't the right word, but it has like a weird.
They're damp.
They're a little, but very slightly. It's not wet.
No, they're very. If it's open to interpretation and people can choose, dry in their head, then I'll go poison dart frog.
But you immediately went cold
wet, yeah, like a strawberry shortcake ice cream bar, but juicier, filled with freeze pop juice.
You just made the perfect dish.
Freeze pop juice.
If you soaked it, and if you soaked a real sponge in freeze pop juice, then bit into it, it would be a delicious treat. The freeze pop juice.
It wouldn't smell bad
in your mouth. Try that. Yeah.
That sounds like a depression era snack of just dipping sponges.
It wouldn't be bad.
That's what the Jode family ate. Like sponges dipped in freeze pop.
Yeah, sponge.
Wait, which one?
I did just talk up sponge. Wet sponge.
Oh, Mook just sent this TikTok of these frogs.
Well, these aren't poison dart. This is disgusting.
Yeah, these aren't poison dart frogs. These are just
regular frogs.
Frogs, yeah.
It's association.
You went sponge, KB? So sponge is.
No, the blue poison dart frog. The one that you yeah.
Okay. Poison dart frog. Mm-hmm. So it's 4-3 sponges. Francis?
I was going to go frogs. I think those frogs look like candy. So, frogs.
Gooch, tiebreaker, come down to you to decide the winner of episode
the frogs,
68.
Whatever you didn't suggest.
Man, Tommy.
I'm just kidding. It really is the poison dart frog. Those things look so good.
Yeah, they do.
Put one of those in a crock pot.
Everybody has a different. I was
like a croak pot.
Hello.
Shut up, Clemmer.
He was about to say something cheeky as fuck.
I could tell. I beat him to the punch. I didn't mean that, Clemmer.
No, it's fine. It's gone now. Time's gone. It's fine. It was a nice little joke. It's fine.
All right. That was awkward. Poison frog.
You told me to shut up. He pointed at me and told me to shut up.
Wins. Saw you getting ready to jump down my throat.
Angry man from Maine just pointed at me and told me to shut up.
You actually did really well today. I was proud of you.
Thank you.
I feel like this went a little short. Do you guys want to have an open riff session?
Who looks more like an offensive-minded head coach, Francis or Clemmer?
Oh, Clemmer.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck, we didn't get fourth down!
We didn't get fourth down. I'm gonna go Francis.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck? In what?
Don't they throw their head?
Wait, didn't you go to improv classes for a long time?
Oh yeah, I'm good.
No, you're not.
Both of his wives.
I gave you. I gave you offensive-minded head coach.
Oh, here we go. No, all right. We didn't get the fourth down.
It doesn't work either.
That's not the correct terminology.
He's not. I didn't say he's a good coach.
We didn't get the fourth down.
We didn't get the fourth down. Like, they run for it and they didn't get it. So I guess they didn't get the first down.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't say I was a good coach. This is a coach that is maybe lower level college.
Did you meet both of your wives in improv class?
I did.
Really?
Clemmer, I took improv.
Oh, really? Where?
Upright Citizens Brigade.
Sure did I.
Did you get to advanced study?
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Dude, did you used to do the jams?
No, I didn't do that.
You didn't do the jams on Wednesday nights?
No, we
used to be East?
Yeah, no, I didn't do that. I didn't like the jams. I think it's like it was too, I don't know.
Yeah, I felt like you had to do them to buy into the politics.
No, I didn't do the jams. I didn't like those.
Did you make a Herald team?
No, I did not.
A mod team?
Nope.
What the fuck is this?
I was in next tier down. I was in if they needed people for the Herald team that were sick that day, they would pull people. So I was like AAA.
Are you all improvising right now? Is this all made up?
I don't know.
This is real.
You were in the Upright Citizens Brigade.
is the academy, yeah. Basically. Yeah. And that was the first thing I did when I moved to New York.
Really? Joined?
Steven has asked permission to leave. I have granted Steven permission to leave.
Took Improv 101, and then I did 201. Yep. And then I did like a 202 with Brendan. I don't remember what his name was. Then I did 301, then 401, and then I had to take 401 again.
Oh.
In order to get past. You took one 401 and then got passed right into advanced study. So then you're a pretty solid improviser.
I was. This was a long time ago. This
not
is,
anymore.
Then you got distracted by the coochie.
That's right. No, this is about 10 years ago. I was there from 2012 to like 2015.
That's exactly when I was there.
What?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Those were like probably 2012 to 2014.
Yeah, that's exactly when I was there. Yeah.
I think you guys ever passed each other in the halls?
I'm sure.
Man.
Remember the old training center was a dump.
Yeah. The one that...
Right near here. It's a couple blocks down.
I feel like I remember seeing you because I remember thinking you were so unusual looking. And now I'm... But I think you were ahead of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was okay. I was pretty good. It's all right.
I believe it.
Yeah. As I showed right there with that football coach. I mean, that was amazing work.
But what did you do before that? Were you like a high school theater guy, college theater?
No. I did junior high. I did some plays, a couple, like I took a drama. And my favorite part of taking drama in high school was the 2 weeks before when we did improv games. And then I was I broke up with this long-term girlfriend in New Hampshire.
It was always a love.
It's always a love story. And I was just like, oh, I was just bored on my couch. And I'm like, I might as well take classes and do something fun. And I saw they were having a class in New Hampshire to improv, did that, met my first wife, and we moved to New York.
Love lies and improv.
Did you? How do you flirt in an improv class? How do you?
Well, you just kind of hang out a lot together. Like after practices, after classes, you'll all just go out and just hang out and have drinks and just shoot the shit. And...
Do you believe in improv? Do you believe in that scene?
I like the idea of yes and, which is the idea of like, you know, Nick will say something, I'll build off of it, as opposed to saying, no, don't do that. Like, the idea of, like, always building on top of something. I like that camaraderie. I like that.
It's very anathema to the ethos of Barstool.
I think it can be that. I think it can be collaborative. That's what I want it to be.
It's not even, I wouldn't say it's not like this. Collaborative. I think, well, this, to me, is stopping someone in their tracks immediately and saying, that's wrong, I disagree. That's what's fun about this show.
Or it can be building off of somebody's joke, too, or having some fun with people.
So we do no and.
No, yeah, right. No, but. Which is a real thing. But. That's it's a real thing. It's no and, which is acceptable. But no but is unacceptable in improv. Mm. If that makes any sense.
You have no but.
I don't. it is a small but. It's a but.
Dude, that was so sharp.
You're falling into the toilet with that thing. That
my
is...
goodness.
Flemmer's butt looks like one of the least edible things you could ever imagine.
Oh, stop it. My butt would be very much more edible than some other people's butts in this office.
You're the least edible in this room.
You have the least edible butt in this room.
I'm not a hairy guy.
Can't be the most edible.
I think it would taste like one of those veggie straws.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, that's a fair take. Yeah. I like that. I'll take that.
I bet you are hollow.
Hollow?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Hmm. It'd be fun to try to brush off the old improv skills.
It's been a while.
The two of you right now.
Well, don't you feel like riffing and stuff like that helps hone it a little bit? I know nothing
about
this.
It's such a weird thing. It's so weird and so specific. And I remember thinking when you're in it at the UCB, everybody there is drinking the Kool-Aid. The idea is that you will take those four classes that I mentioned, 101, 201, 301, 401, and then you'll get passed into the advanced study program, which is like you got to audition for it or get a recommendation from your teacher and get passed. And then as soon as you're in there, you're on the short list for SNL. You're going to end up getting an SNL audition. And even if you don't, you'll end up on Portlandia, or you'll be doing commercials and being paying your living. Or worst case, you'll teach some of these classes at the UCB. And frankly, what ends up happening is these people they have such tunnel vision, and so few actually see that journey come to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many thousands of dollars does it cost?
Oh, so each class was a few hundred.
$400. Yeah.
See, I never want any of that. I had a real job already where I was doing pretty well. I didn't. I just went there just because of I love the exercise, the mental.
You're going for pussy.
No, I wasn't. No, I was already. No, by the time I was in New York and UCB, I was engaged to my first wife. And it was more just for fun. It was just I liked that mental exercise of doing
it. Wait, how long were you married for, if you don't mind me asking?
I was married the entire length of Obama's second term.
So 4 years?
No, but like to the day. I mean, I'm like almost wait, like to was, the day.
Wait, election night, you got married?
No, I got married during my honeymoon was election night. And then. I got
Trump inauguration.
We got divorced officially less than a month after the November elections in 2016. It was exactly.
And was that planned? Was it?
Oh yeah, that was the whole idea. It's funny with improv. It's so funny that you did it because the rule of thumb in improv is stand-ups are horrible improvisers because they're always looking for the joke. So they can't ever just kind of build up a scene. If they see a quick punchline, even if it destroys the reality of the scene, they'll go for it. Like Joan Rivers was a terrible improviser. Because she could never just build the scene. She always had to grab that joke if it was there.
I've always said that.
But this is what I'm saying. People in that world are so brainwashed.
I don't think it's brainwashed. I think a lot of stand-ups do suck at improv.
Well,
I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying but I think it's a truth there.
But I'm not even – the way you're talking about it reminds me of the church of improv that was fed to us. And it was very cult-like. And
it was. I agree with that.
It felt like Scientology, where it's like you can get to this next level. You just need to pay a little more. And then if you're lucky, we'll select you. And you got to keep doing – you know. And I remember getting to a point where I was like, this isn't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't going anywhere. I thought if I just kept working my way up the ranks here, success would wait at some tier. And it the farther along I got, the more I was – became disenchanted.
No, they definitely sell you something that isn't very realistic.
Well, what examples do they have?
They have a lot. Oh. The walls are covered with Amy class Poehler. Photos of Amy Poehler, Matt Besser, then but also Ed Helms.
She's not a big name, but Shazeer Zameda, she was on SNL.
Yeah.
Not a huge, but she was. I watched her get basically the call to SNL. She had just done a Harold scene, and she got. At the very moment, they're like, oh, you're on SNL. So, like, to see that happen in real time was really cool.
Bobby Moynihan was a UCB guy.
Horatio
Sands was a UCB
guy. Are there any, like, modern, like, internet age examples, or is that just...
Well, those are all SNL people.
It seems like an archaic career choice.
But yeah, I don't know.
Not 10 years ago, though. 10 years ago.
You're right. You're right. And they've gone out of business.
Yes, they have.
They shutter it. And now, is Second City still around?
It's around Chicago. But improv was definitely a fad to some extent, too. But I also think, to Kyle's point, the internet and TikTok kind of like cock-blocked a lot of the improv path.
It made it unnecessary.
Yeah.
They put the means of production in the hands of would-be improvisers.
Middleditch and Schwartz, they're great.
They're great.
And they're both big UCB guys.
The only new ones I could...
Dude, to his point, like when in that early 2010s, you could go there. I mean, every show was sold out. The people really? That were on those
yeah, all my class teams, shows were sold out. Once I reached a certain level, like that, you would
there were diehard fans and non improvised people. Like
the theater's only a couple hundred, but still, it was sold
every
out.
Night. Multiple shows. It was like the Comedy Cellar.
You'd have celebrities come by, like, you know, not huge names, but like
Sudeikis was a big improviser.
Yep. I saw him doing. Yeah, Olivia Wilde. I met her at a UCB function.
Yeah.
All right, now we're crazy. In an improv scene.
Yeah, something's happening.
There was one other
Cockburn.
Oh, who's you know who was a really good one was I can't remember his name. Brilliant comedian. He was in Step Brothers. He's the
John C. Reilly.
Oh no, salesman.
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
No, he
Zach Woods is amazing.
He's in the military.
Riggle?
He was
Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle. Oh, yeah. He's okay. He's a little too broad. Zach Woods, the kid from Silicon Valley, is the smartest improviser. Yeah, he's the smartest improviser I've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's the bracket, episode 68, with an added riff session about improv.
I think, France, what kicked off the fad of improv was...
Whose line?
Tina Fey's autobiography did a lot to it as well. She wrote...
Bossy Pants,
which was like the number one bestseller for a long, long time. And she was such a star in SNL and then 30 Rock. And obviously, she and Amy Poehler were so big... as improvisers.
But UCB had a show on Comedy Central, and like Nick was saying, like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? All those things kind of coming together at the same time created this like fad. And then to Kyle's point, like TikTok and stuff, when people could control it themselves, that kind of made them irrelevant.
But it was just a hobby for you, and you made it to the highest level?
Yeah.
I don't buy
second highest level.
With all due respect,
got married
I don't know
twice.
I don't know if I buy that.
Okay.
I don't mean that with disrespect. I think it's impossible to be that far in and not be.
I was in my 30s doing it. I saw these young kids in their early 20s, and I'm like, that I don't have a chance against SNL. I'm too old, and I'm fine with. And I had a wife that was very into it. She liked doing it, so it's like I'm just. It was just fun to do. I genuinely enjoyed it. I never expected to be here at 43. This is all circumstance too. Like, this is very bizarre that I should not be here. I was a sales guy 2 years ago.
And then you are the exception to what I saw there, which was that unilaterally, every single person that was at that place thought the same exact thing, and they all thought that they would get there.
I never thought that was realistic for me.
It's amazing.
Imagine the multiverse where Chris Klemmer is on SNL.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right. See you guys next week. Hopefully Ken Jack's back from Mercy.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.